Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, July 13th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Rock the Flock is the home for Christian artists for their testimony and their wonderful music. This week, I'm very thankful again because, as I say every week, I pray that God will send who he wants to be on this show. And we are blessed because from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Katie Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. I really just want to thank you for having me. It's really exciting.
Well, it's my honor because I already see the joy in you, the spirit of joy. And I can't wait to get into this interview to find out a little bit about you and what God's been doing in your life. And I'm thankful you sent a totally amazing song to me that will be playing later in the show and you get to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that is honored to have you today.
All right. We'll both be honored.
Okay. There we go. There we go. We'll be right back. Miss Katie Ray right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to a very special guest this week. If you missed the intro of the show, from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Katie Ray. Katie, thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
Seriously, thank you again. I mean, I'm super excited to just tell you my heart for music and the way the Lord's been working the last 20 years of my life.
Well, how about we start with, who is Katie Ray?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Santa Clarita, California. Lived in the same house my whole life, born in a Christian home. And I've got one older brother, two amazing parents. I've always loved music. Both my parents aren't super musical. My mom's a nurse. My dad's definitely a creative. He's a videographer, wedding videographer. So he edits and films wedding videos and makes people's special days. And I've always grown up alongside a very close-knit family, which has really, I think, formed not only my heart for the Lord, but also my heart for community and reaching people beyond my hometown. And I actually was raised pretty shy, but had a big spirit once you got to know me, but I really did not want to sing to anyone else other than stuffed animals in my room. So up until when I was in seventh or eighth grade, middle school time, I really didn't sing for anyone, but I would write these songs. I have books at home, notebooks that are just filled with songs written about my longing for heaven, which I can't really describe. And I think that was purely the Lord just stirring my heart for a passion for writing and lyricism and music. So through that, my parents really just encouraged my heart in music and really pushed me to start singing for people and putting my songs farther than just the walls of my room. And so in seventh and eighth grade, got connected with some really great music teachers that taught me chords on the piano and taught me to write songs that were really just formulated well. And so I released my first song when I was about 13 or 14 years old. And that was really a great development for me to just be able to know how everything works and really practically apply it. That wasn't merely just a dream that seemed unattainable, but it was something that I could really do as a service and giving all of the glory back to the Lord and helping people as well. And that really kind of just thrived from there. In high school, I had a huge heart for performing and singing. I joined musical theater and choir, and I led worship at my church. And I just loved nothing more than bringing people into the presence of the Lord, even in a secular setting. I went to a big public high school but it was an opportunity to have gospel conversations with people and not only be able to love people with the words that I was singing, but also in the way that I lived my life.
Amen.
It kind of gave people no other reason but to draw in and just become friends with me. It was really such a beautiful relationship that I have with so many people in high school that I still love and talk to today. So that was super special. A big part of that journey to really choosing music full time was my freshman year of high school. A shooting actually happened on my campus, which absolutely changed the way I viewed the world, the way I viewed myself, the way I viewed God. I think growing up in a Christian home, you're definitely nurtured and taught his character, but to really make it your own and surrender your life to the Lord is another thing. And through that time, to be able to wrestle with the question of why a good God would put us through such difficult things was a really difficult thing for me, because I was fighting what I wanted to feel, the grief and the hurt and the anger, confusion, with what I knew to be true, that he was a good and loving and patient God, and he has a purpose for this, even if I couldn't see it yet. And I remember actually the night that happened. I was freshman in high school, and I remember crying to my parents and just being so confused about something that you see as such a distant news story happening so personal and real, and not knowing how to process that. And I just remember my parents and I crying with each other. And my dad told me something that just sticks with me in my heart is, Katie, you're still here, and the Lord still has a purpose for you. Mm. And so you need to continue to live that out and not give that up. This is an unfortunate thing that has happened, and I don't know why this has happened, but it is an opportunity to give hope to people that were clearly so hopeless. People were running to church in my town at such a unique time. This was 2019, so right before COVID happened. So there was just like thing after thing that just people were left with nothing. And it kind of revealed our humanity, honestly, that we are not invincible people. And so to be able to write music at a time where people just needed something to cling on to, and to be able to provide the something as the hope of the gospel and who Jesus is, was something that I could not have been more grateful for. So I would not have taken that away in any sense of the word. So with that, I think that above anything else has sparked just the biggest passion in my heart to just spread the hope of Jesus when people feel lost or confused, because I know so closely, even today, the fear of the unknown, the anxieties and the restlessness of even when life doesn't feel good, that God is still good. And so just to be able to encapsulate in songs that if you don't have the words, let me sing this over you. Because so often I don't always have the words for things, and music has provided a space to articulate things that are sometimes incomprehensible. And we're finite people, and we have an infinite God. And I'm just grateful that he allows me to sing. So I've just been so grateful. And I've seen his faithfulness even throughout the last 5 years since then. Just little opportunities to be able to sing at nursing homes or writer's rounds, where I might just think I'm speaking to the oblivion, and then somebody comes up to me afterwards and it's like, you have no idea how much that means to me. And I even tell my parents, like, if this reaches one person, like one person, that is all I care about. Like, I just want to reach the hearts of people, because I've been there, and I don't just say that to say that. I have felt it. And this world isn't easy, but it's also so joyful and so worth it. And I just feel so grateful for the breath in my lungs each and every day. So I have been so grateful just even moving to Nashville 2 years ago to be able to see the small opportunities and doors that I've just been able to faithfully walk through and have my arms just fully open to whatever the Lord has for me in these seasons, because it truly has been so sweet to keep my eyes fixed on Him in all of it. So that's definitely a little bit about me. Been writing a lot in the last 2 years and super, super excited to see just the ways in which the Lord continues to shape this ministry in the next years to come. I think He's got some really exciting things in store. So I'm super excited to just be able to keep speaking His name over all of it.
Well, you alluded a little bit, and I could already tell by you didn't have to say a word. You have great parents. I can see that.
They're seriously amazing.
They've raised a wonderful young child of God. How did they feel when you moved away? That's a long way. That's not like down the street or at the college an hour away. This is across country.
Yeah. Like you said, they're pretty incredible people. So for them to maybe bite their tongue and let their daughter go was definitely not an easy thing. I even think that even today, it's still not easy to have to let me stay here over the summer and just trust that the Lord is going to use it. And I think that's just a testament to their faithfulness to the Lord, knowing that there is something special here, and they have to trust that even though they want me so close to them all the time, that the Lord has something bigger in store for this ministry. And while it wasn't easy, I remember the first day that they left and they had to say bye and they went back to California and I stayed in Nashville. I remember all of us crying with each other and just hugging each other, but not because we were like sad about this situation. We could just see the goodness of the Lord on every corner of me being here. And we knew that this was something that we just couldn't even argue with, that we knew that this is exactly where I was meant to be. It's the for such as time as this, that it's right now, and we have to trust that, and we can't control everything about the situation. And you know what, I will say that while it is so hard being away from my family, I think there's nothing sweeter than being able to go back when I can and cherish that time with my family that much more, because knowing, like you said, knowing their sacrifice for me, knowing their hearts for the Lord, and knowing that they are in this with me and are so encouraging towards my music journey, I just have that much more gratitude for the way that my parents have raised and loved me. So they're definitely special people, and I am so, so grateful for them. So it's been super sweet to just watch them encourage me even from miles across the country. So. Yeah.
Well, amen. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to jump in some scripture.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to help tie a few things together too.
Totally. Yeah. No, I'm excited about that.
Well, it's Katie Ray right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. This week, we have the blessing of having Miss Katie Ray. Katie, you've done an amazing job. Moving from California to Nashville, Tennessee. And I would say it's not to pursue a dream. It's to follow the heart of the Lord.
Yeah, that's so good.
And in the story of that you talked about how your parents love, and that's what God calls us to do. That's the greatest, that is the greatest commandment, to love.
Yeah.
And I have two daughters. And my daughters are older than you, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I have two daughters older than you, and I would do anything to protect my daughters. I would go to the nth degree to make sure my daughters were fine. Yeah. And I know how your dad must feel, because I would trust the Lord. I trust the Lord in everything in my life. But those are my baby girls.
Right.
You know, it's tough.
No, it's tough.
So love on them when you see them. And you said something in the first part of the interview where, you know, God was preparing you a long time ago when you may not have known why you were writing verses down, writing music down, that he was preparing you for this journey.
Yeah.
In that journey that is music, it's all about music, but there's the backbone of that music is scripture.
Yeah.
And you've brought scripture to the show today.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good and it's so true. I remember really when I was walking through probably the darkest season of my life and just running to search for peace and answers in so much of it. And I remember so many people telling me, read through James, and back and forth, seek the heart of God through it all. Read the Bible back and forth, look at his character and who he is. So today I brought James 1 verses 2 through 3 because, man, they just encourage my heart so much that I really found the counsel of the Lord in knowing that amidst all the ups and downs that this life brings, that we are not meant to sail through life, that it's not always smooth, but the Lord is always there. So I'll read that out to you right now. It says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." And I think you nailed it on the head when you said that the Lord was preparing my heart for things, that when I had the fog of grief or trauma upon the film of my eyes, that I can look back today and see that who God was in those moments and allowing those things to happen in my life has made my heart so on fire for him. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have a story that I can share with people and I can sit with them and listen in a way that if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't be able to have the heart of empathy or the level of understanding that I do today. And so I just am choosing every day to count it all joy and just be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus in every season of my life. It's all about service. It's all about humility. And it's all about him. So I've just been really encouraged by that verse. And I just felt like it was such a good point for people to steer their eyes to him when this life feels uncertain.
And that's awesome because that went with your testimony a little bit, because when you said you went to high school, and like I always said, we don't have to beat people over the head with the Bible.
Yeah.
They should want to know why we're different because of the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we handle situations.
Yeah.
And want to know. And so thank you for allowing God to use you in that capacity.
Yeah.
That you knew you didn't have to go to this big school and say, "Hey, look at me. You allowed people to see what you were and whose you were."
Yeah. And I seriously have found that building genuine friendships with people has allowed me to have the fruit of so many conversations that I wouldn't have had without just wanting to seek the heart of the human to human relationships that I found through high school and beyond. I think the Lord has been super gracious in allowing me to just be able to speak, allowing him to speak through me to those around me has been really, really special. That I think also just going back to the point that you made about that this is more than just music. And I think that is if anybody can take anything away from this, that is the thing, that this is the heart of ministry at its core, to be able to make and multiply followers of Christ, that we are just singing the gospel to people, and that it is not about us. And I just think that that encourages me, even in the seasons, like you're saying about, it's not about numbers. It's not about how many followers you have on Instagram. It takes all of that away, and it really shows that this is for people to see him most clearly. And man, if he lets that be, let it be. So yeah, it's been super sweet to watch that all.
Amen. Because I believe the Bible says if one, what the angels do in heaven, if just one. So that is the purpose of this show. Because this show is based off Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. So anything that comes out of this show, it's anything that's a part of this show, it's all about him. He is the rock, and he is the our foundation, and he is the answer. And like you said, the tough times in your life, you were able to see that he is the answer. The tough times that people are going through in Texas right now with the loss of life, the still the missing people, and people don't understand why. And I saw a conversation, why did God allow this?
Yeah.
And what as Christians, we know that when we stand before God one day, I don't think anything's going to matter except what's in front of us, and that's him.
Yeah.
You know, so keep our focus on Jesus. And it's crazy too, because on the drive here to the studio, I was listening to a talk show, and I can't believe I listen to talk shows now because I love music. I'm crazy. I'm a music buff, but I listen to a Christian talk show, and that's exactly what he said. It's not left. It's not right. We need to get our focus on Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
Because we can get lost in Jesus and in the Word of God. Because that's the grounding, what I call the grounding effect. That's what will ground you.
Yep. And I think even in today's world, even just beyond the tragedies that we see so often around us, that there's just such an identity crisis in our culture, that we're so fixated on the self. And the gospel of Jesus is so, so countercultural.
It is.
it truly preaches that he is the focus. And honestly, in the moments of grief and anxiety where we're left with nowhere to go but falling to our knees with open hands, it's incredibly humbling to know that if we have nothing else, we gain everything in him. And I'm so grateful for a God that allows suffering to draw us closer to his heart and learn more about him in the ways that I just know that, like you're saying, once I see Jesus face to face one day, to just be able to do nothing else but fall to my face and just say, Jesus, like, thank you. Thank you that you have sacrificed everything for the lives of those that are so undeserving, that this life is a gift. And so just be able to steward that well through music and through relationships in and out of the music realm is just so, so encouraging to me. So yeah, I totally agree with everything you're saying.
Well, all right. You hit it right on the head, because when we come back, we're going to talk about your music.
Woohoo, let's do it.
Kind of the reason why you're where you're at right now.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going to talk about a song you sent me, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear it. So
I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be fun.
So we'll get into all of that, Miss Katie Ray, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO or you're listening online at 897WJHO.org, or if you're just scrolling past all those podcasts and you happen to find the best one out right now, Rock the Flock. Yeah. You are listening to an amazing show because I have a child of God on the show with me today that understands that life isn't about her. Everything that's going on in her life is not about her. It's all about the Lord. And Katie, thank you for, just blowing us away with that. Because you got it. You've got it. So you understand.
Yeah.
Well, the fun part of the show, because we get to talk about your music. Now, we've got a song we'll get to in a minute, but you said you wrote, I don't know how many books of verses and songs, and how many songs have you actually, I don't want to say produced, but maybe completed and have sung or put together of your songs?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. I try and write every day, if not every other day. So there's hundreds of those things. now shared, that's a totally different story. But just to be able to work that muscle, I'm constantly writing. And even like we've been saying, even if that's not for an audience, that's for the Lord and I. It feels like a journal to me, to be able to just articulate my heart and my feelings. Probably hundreds, I would say.
You play in, you've played in nursing homes, you played in writers' rounds. Have you been to Just Love yet?
Oh yeah, I have.
Okay, I figured so. Now, how many songs do you take with you when you go to a venue like that?
Yeah, there's typically three or four. Okay. That is pretty typical for a writer's round. So I'll usually share. And I'll switch around and bring new ones in and kind of see how people receive them.
Do you ever forget the words?
That's actually really funny that you say that, because if you were to do this with me about a month ago, I would have said no. I did. The last writer's round I did, I totally blanked. It was horrible. It was so humbling. And I was on the chorus of the song, which is like the main part, and I blanked completely. And so I just tried to do it again, subtly, without people noticing. Totally forgot again. So I just like went on, kept going. Yeah, it happens. You know, we are human. Yeah. You're human. And, you know. You continue on.
There was a time in my life that I was in a band, if that's what you want to call it. And I was kind of the backup rapper, if that's what you want to say. And I had an opportunity in a show to rap my favorite song that we did. And when it started, I think I said three words, and that was it. I couldn't remember. But I could have done the whole time backing it up, but I knew every word, but I just went blank.
Yep. Yep. It happens.
So it happens
to the best. Okay. There.
Well, you said you play piano. What instruments do you play?
Yeah, I play piano specifically, definitely mainly a vocalist, but learning guitar as I can, but I've definitely grown up playing piano, so that's definitely my main instrument.
Now, do you play keyboard when you go to venues?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, we're finding all kinds of good stuff out about you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, of all your songs, I know you sent me a song, Through the Dark, and we're going to talk about it, but the 3 to 4 songs that you take with you,
yeah.
What's your favorite song to perform?
Yeah, that's a good question. Of my own?
Of your own.
I have never actually performed the one you're about to hear. That's how new this song is.
I'm honored about that. That is too cool.
Yeah. This is a treat. This is special. This is like nuggets of gold that we're releasing. But I have this song called You Really Do Love Me that is based upon just growing up in a Christian home and knowing the children's song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, is great. And I think to be able to know who God is one thing, but to really know God personally and know that his love for us is deep and steadfast. And so when that kind of realization hit me, I had to write this song called You Really Do Love Me to realize that, wow, God, like we said, went to the cross and died a sin that we deserve. And he really does love us. And that song is kind of different. It's kind of got some fun chords in there. So it's really fun to play and watch people's reactions to it.
Well, all right. Well, I guess now we're going to talk about this world premiere that we're fixing to put out. Isn't that cool?
It is cool. It's really exciting. I'm super excited for people to hear this one.
Your brand new song, like you said, it's not out yet. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, because once again, this show is going to play a brand new song.
That's right.
It's unreal how this has been going on, Miss Katie. It's all God. It's a God thing. But you sent me a song, and it is too cool, and it's called Through the Dark.
That's right. Yeah.
What inspired you to write the song?
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, this was written about 2 or 3 weeks ago, with a good friend of mine named Tyler Moody here in Nashville. And I was just feeling really heavy on my heart with just the grief comes in waves. And I think it is very easy for me to look back at my experiences in high school through the shooting and through anxiety and fear, and look back at those things and be like, oh man, I'm healed. I'm done with that. Like, I feel so much better now. And then the next day it just hits me with a heaviness, or even if I'm being honest with you, just the fear of, I don't want to get in my car today because I don't know what's going to happen to me once I leave this room. And those fears are not worth stopping living your life. And I was just telling Tyler all about this in my heart and just the deep feelings of grief and fear, and how do we still say, Lord, I trust you and I believe in you even when I do not feel it in my heart, is a powerful thing to declare over your life. And honestly, against Satan and against this world, that, Lord, I trust you even when I don't feel it right now. And so we wrote the song Through the Dark out of the heart of that, to be able to encompass the feelings of grief and trauma or whatever you're going through, and put it into a song that embodies just the fact that we are going to sing through it and we're going to declare the goodness of the Lord even when life doesn't feel good or things feel uncertain or we feel scared, that the Lord is near and we're going to trust that he has a plan for it even when we can't see it.
Well, amen. Well, why don't you do the honor of introing the song,
and we'll
roll right into it.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Katie Ray, and this is my new original song, Through the Dark.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Time flies when you're having fun. Every week, this show just goes. And when you sit back and God just takes control, and God just sends these wonderful guests to the show, and this week is just another understatement, Miss Katie Ray. Katie, this, like I told you, the Spirit of the Lord is all about you.
I really appreciate that. And I seriously just want to thank you so much for allowing me to be on here. I can just hear the way in which the Lord is working through your show. And I just want to come on here and say that there is no coincidences, and I'm so grateful that I am nowhere but here right now today to just be able to declare the faithfulness of the Lord, and that he just deserves every single ounce of our glory and worship.
Well, amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this time. I thank you for Katie. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to protect her, Heavenly Father, to wrap a hedge of protection around her, to send angels to watch over her. Lord, continue to bless her pen, Lord. Protect her voice, Heavenly Father. Open doors, Lord, for her. Send people, Lord, that you have ordained in her path, Lord. And be with her in every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, I know you only have me do two verses, but I'm just going to pull out a third because I just have to.
Okay, do it.
If I could just encourage people on this episode that even just listen to that song, Through the Dark, Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I'm helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him." And no matter what you are walking through today, I pray that you can sing through it.
Amen. How can people connect with you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all at Katie Reyes Music, KATIEREYS Music, and follow along on my journey. You can add me on Spotify, got two songs there, Apple Music, all of them.
So, superstar, yeah. Yes. Now, where are you playing next?
I'm actually at a Christian Songwriters Night next Thursday, I believe, at the Kokomo Trading Company, if you know it.
Okay.
If you follow me on Instagram, you can see that for all the latest updates of the next times I'll be playing. I'll be playing at Just Love at the end of July. All exciting things that are coming up for sure.
In Spring Hill?
Yep.
I've got to make a trip up there, so I'll be coming. I have to coordinate it around something else, which is going to be really cool for this show. And I think it's going to be a huge opportunity for the artist on this show.
That's awesome.
So, Miss Katie, thank you for sharing all about your life, for bringing scripture, and then I was going to ask you if you had anything else for the show, and you just went ahead. You knew it was supposed to be. You're supposed to bring that verse here at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And just to remind people, and that is big, because people struggle and they look for answers and they think they can find answers in money. They think they can find answers in drugs. They think they can find answers in this world.
Yeah.
And the only answer they need is Jesus.
That's right.
And then there are people that are listening that have Jesus and don't understand why I'm having a bad day today. Well, he doesn't promise us every day is going to be good. That's why we have to trust him.
That's right. Yeah. No, if you do not know Jesus, he is worth everything in your life. And if you do know Jesus, I just pray that your relationship with him grows stronger, more intimate, more deeper. Read the word, ask him questions, draw close to other believers around you, whether that's in your local church or people that you know that do live a life for Jesus, that it is worth everything to just cling to the truth of the gospel, cling to his heart. He is worth living for.
Miss Katie, thank you. Thank all the artists who have music on this show. God bless you. Katie, thank you for sending me music to play. And it will be played on this show.
No, I seriously cannot thank you enough. I'm really excited to continue to, I know this is the whole song, but just continue to put snippets of it and hopefully be releasing it soon. So this is an exciting start to that process. So thank you.
We'll keep Katie in your prayers, and that God continues to work his will through her life.
Yeah.
So Miss Katie, thank you again.
Thank you so much. Seriously, I feel so grateful to be here.
That's Miss Katie Ray right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.